Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Curiosity as Career Preparation. When we talk about preparing students for the future, we often focus on skills, what they need to know, what they need to be able to do, and that matters. But there's something underneath all of that that might matter even more. Curiosity. Because in a world that keeps changing, the students who keep asking questions are the ones who keep growing. Before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for, sunrises. There's something about the start of a new day. The quiet, the calm, and just the feeling of full of possibility in that day with a beautiful sunrise. It resets your mindset. Second thing that I'm thankful for, students who ask unexpected questions. Those moments when a student goes off script in the best way, it brings energy into the classroom and pushes thinking forward. The third thing that I'm thankful for, time to slow down. Even small moments where you're not rushing, those matter more than we sometimes realize. Let's get back into the main topic, y'all. The main topic, once again, is curiosity as career preparation. We often think about career preparation as something structured, plans, pathways, steps, but the future isn't always structured like that. So the topic that we will be focusing on here is curiosity as career preparation. Curiosity is something that I think is overlooked. It is. Curious students, they keep learning. Curious students, they keep learning. Curiosity, it drives learning forward. It pushes students to go beyond what's required, to ask more, to explore more. A student finishes something and then says, wait, what would happen if this happens or if that happens? And just being curious about possibilities. That's not compliance, y'all. That is curiosity. Because they're choosing to go deeper, not because they have to. And that's what keeps learning going long after the lesson ends, extending the lesson, going beyond the lesson. Curiosity, it fuels adaptability. Curious students are more open to change, ultimately. They want to figure things out instead of just avoiding things. They lean into the unknown instead of backing away. Now you see it when a student steps into something unfamiliar and starts asking questions instead of just, hey, shutting it down. That mindset, it is so vital and it matters because the future won't always be clear. And curiosity helps students move forward in such a vital way. Curiosity is critical. Curiosity keeps students moving, even when there isn't a clear path. And that's where adaptability begins. Questions, they matter more than answers. answers can be found quickly now. But questions take thinking. They create direction and deeper understanding. A student asks, hey, why does that actually work? That moment, a moment like that, it slows things down and opens up real thinking. Without questions, learning just really becomes surface level. But with questions, it becomes meaningful. Curiosity, it builds independence. Curious students, they don't wait to be told everything. They take initiative. They look for answers on their own. You'll see it when a student starts exploring beyond the assignment. And that builds independence because they're not relying on constant direction. Without curiosity, students wait. With curiosity, they move. Curiosity connects learning to real life. When students are curious, learning feels relevant. It connects to something real, something truly meaningful. There are moments when you have students who ask how this applies outside of school, and that's a good thing. That connection matters because it makes learning stick. And without that connection, it becomes just another task. Curiosity, it turns learning into something that actually matters. And that's where the impact is. Now, curiosity can be developed. So that's something that some teachers I know are asking, hey, what if students are just, maybe students are just naturally curious versus not naturally curious. And no, that we have to recognize that curiosity, it can be developed. Some students show it naturally. That's just the bottom line. Some students are just naturally better at it than others. And others, they need support. But it's not a fixed thing. It can grow through the environment, through questioning, through encouragement. It shows up when students feel safe enough to explore and not just respond. And fear can shut down curiosity. Students, they won't ask questions if they feel judged or unsure or even worried about being wrong. You can see it when a student hesitates instead of speaking up. That limits thinking and it limits growth because curiosity needs safety. Without it, it disappears. Now, teaching, when we think about teaching, we have a responsibility here because teachers, they spark curiosity through how they teach. It's not just what we teach, it's how we teach it. The questions that we ask students, the space that we create in the classroom, it shows up when we pause instead of rushing to answer. That invites curiosity and it builds engagement. Curiosity leads to unexpected opportunities for students. Curious students, they explore more paths, more ideas, and more possibilities. A student discovers something they didn't expect to enjoy that truly can shift direction and open doors. Without curiosity, those doors stay closed. With it, they stay open and they start to open even more. When we nurture and support curiosity, and curiosity prepares students for an unknown future. We don't know exactly what students will face, but we know they will need to keep learning, and curiosity drives that. You'll see it over time as students continue asking questions, even when the path isn't clear. That's what prepares them, not just what they know today, but their willingness to keep growing. Curiosity is not just part of learning. It's what sustains it over time, and that's why it matters. Well, as I do a reflective close here, and I think about curiosity, I think about the students who grow the most, the ones who aren't the ones who just had the answers. I think about the ones who kept asking questions, the ones who stayed curious even when things weren't clear, who kept exploring when they didn't have to, who didn't settle for just enough. And in a world that keeps changing, that type of mindset matters more than ever, because curiosity doesn't just help students succeed in school. It helps them to keep learning long after school is over. Well, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And as you go into your day, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah.